Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. Starting back up for the summer, this week's episode is about the tangible steps that environmental organizations are taking to combat man-made issues. Join me today in exploring how the Bonnie Foundation has taken community action towards change to a new level. Set the scene. It's 2016. You are in Maharashtra, found all the way in India, visiting some of the poorest villages in the state. Observing the land around you, seeing villagers struggling to cultivate crops due to a lack of water, and remembering the faces of anguish from individuals going days without viable drinking water, your probable first thought is, man, I'm lucky. And usually, the second thought is, how can this be fixed? Or what can I do to help? In this scenario, your longing to craft solutions would be accompanied by those of many others, some of which who had the power, influence, and passion to do just that. In that year of 2016, Aamir Khan, a critically acclaimed Indian actor with the support of thousands, established the Pani Foundation to fund a cause and tackle the water crisis in Maharashtra. When analyzing the drought-ridden land of Maharashtra, Khan and the Pani Foundation strive to create a long-lasting solution to the depletion of groundwater and lack of available drinking water in the area, which was mostly caused by human mismanagement of water resources and climate change. Something great about the Pani Foundation's strategy for tackling this water crisis is that they didn't just come in, fix things up, and then send the villagers on their way to deal with new infrastructure, but instead, the foundation rooted its restoration plans on collaboration between the entire community to break down all the barriers of caste, religion, and gender, while also making sure that the villagers could build and maintain these infrastructure themselves. So, how specifically did Pani do this? In comes the Satyamev Water Cup, a quote, annual 45-day competition in which thousands of villages in Maharashtra competed to do the best and maximum work for soil and water conservation. To start off, these villagers were taught proper watershed construction, management, and sustainability tips so that they could increase the percolation of water into the ground and have enough water to supply for their drinking and also sometimes for their crop irrigation. So this is just a quick side note, but if you are interested in exploring those specific training that these villagers were given, the Pani Foundation actually provides its video resources for training on its resource page on its website. So I will link that website in the description, so be sure to check that out. The biggest problem in Maharashtra was the gaps between rainfall events and the inability to divert water resources towards drinking water and crop irrigation. Individuals would have to walk to separate towns miles away and find different areas of work just to guarantee their supply of water. And they relied on the government, too, to be supplied with tankers of water so they could actually sustain themselves. But through the Water Cup, the goal was to make water availability in proximity to the village. Led by entrepreneurs, these villagers were taught to build and repair water conservation structures, raise money for proper machinery, and test and treat soil. Dr. Avanish Pol, head of Bonnie's restoration efforts, explains how CCTs, otherwise known as continuous contour trenches, which is basically just a type of harvesting structures that these villagers were taught to build to help with percolation, were built in some villages. And when these heavy rains would come, this water would flow into these CCTs and other types of similar structures. These CCTs would serve as a collection point or kind of a type of obstacle to let water stop flowing and go into these CCTs. And based on that, this water could percolate and recharge the groundwater levels. So
As this water would move lower into the watershed, this percolating water would rise up as springs due to the increase of water in the water table. And ponds and rivers would get filled up and the water would be available to these villagers. So these villagers would pump this water and they would use it for irrigation of crops year-round. And the recharged groundwater could hold the village throughout literally the entire dry season. This, well, greatly reduced the challenges of water scarcity in the area, which was the main goal of this entire competition for the Pani Foundation. At the core of this cup was the practice of, quote, Shramadan, or voluntary labor by the entire community, which caused a sort of unification between the members of each of the competing villages to solve their water scarcity issue and take action themselves. Unification of the villagers allowed them to be more self-sufficient and less reliant on sparse resources from the government. They didn't need these tankers anymore, at least for their crop irrigation, and they were able to divert these resources to other areas. And in all, this was essential to create long-lasting solutions. So, what was the overall goal that these villages were working towards? The competition of it all, you may ask. Well, at the end of the challenge, villages would be awarded a large cash prize and recognition by the state for their work. But more than that, they would be awarded with an improved watershed system and be better equipped with the skills to have water resources in times of drought. Even more, barriers were broken in villages for change. To me, the coolest thing about all of this is how a single competition was able to not only benefit those who won, but granted necessary improvement for all the villages involved. The number of villages who were participating in this competition was in the thousands. Imagine how many people in each of these villages had a better quality of life by just getting involved and benefiting from the initiative taken by the Pani Foundation. And that's not even everything that the Pani Foundation has done. During the COVID pandemic, the 900 villages, or the top performers of the Water Cup, participated in a subsequent competition focused on environmental restoration of their Maharashtrian villages. In 2022, the Pani Foundation kicked off its Farmer Cup, which had farmers, quote, form crop-specific collectives, which then compete against each other to lower costs, improve productivity, reduce chemical use, increase profitability, and move towards sustainable farming. Success in this organization is seen everywhere. 55,000 crore worth of water storage was created in the process of the cup. Even more, the Farmer Cup's first year winners saw a 108% growth in profit per acre. It's great to see how one organization or an individual, starting with Amir Khan, was able to use his influence for good. But what about us? The people without all this great influence, this money, and this power to contribute and lead in these same ways. Though we all may not be superstars or actors, we all have the influence to become involved. Encourage others to become involved and to make change. Sometimes we lose our why in the midst of the struggle to feel like we cannot make as big a contribution as we want to as we work to mitigate these environmental struggles. But that's when we have to picture ourselves again, seeing the faces of the people affected by water scarcity, drought, earthquakes, heat waves, wildfires, and so much more. And remember the question we ask ourselves. What can I do to help? Here's what you can do. Keep your ears open. Consume all the media you can about current environmental struggles and solutions. Get involved. If you are right here in Palatine, check out Palatine's Cool Cities, your school's green team, sustainability boards, and use your knowledge to push forward agendas about actionable changes that we can make in our community. It all starts there. Stay invested. Stay interested. Spread your worry, your passion, your action. That's the way to use your influence for good.